SRN News, I'm John Scott. More severe weather on the way, a major spring storm expected to drop more than a foot of snow in parts of New England, while heavy rains are likely to soak the East Coast. The National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning for several states in New England, with parts of New Hampshire and Maine seeing the highest amounts. Meanwhile, cleanup work continues in several states wracked Tuesday by tornadoes and other severe weather that has been blamed for at least one death. Louisville, Kentucky Mayor Craig Greenberg says he's declaring a state of emergency for all of Jefferson County after heavy storm damage on Tuesday.
Particularly in the Prospect area of our city, is consistent with a tornado.
Greenberg speaking to WHAS. Also at SRNNews.com, North Korea testing another new hypersonic intermediate range missile powered by solid propellants as it continues to expand its nuclear and missile program.
State media says the test was supervised by leader Kim, who described the Hwasong-16B missile as a key piece of his nuclear deterrent he vowed to further build up to counter his enemies, a reference to the US, South Korea, and Japan. In recent years, the North has been developing more missiles with built-in solid propellants. Such weapons are easier to move and hide and can be launched quicker than liquid propellant missiles, which need to be fueled before launch. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Ukraine lowering the military conscription age from 27 to 25 in an effort to replenish its depleted ranks after more than 2 years of war with Russia. The new mobilization law came into force on Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 5 points, the NASDAQ up 88 points. This is SRN News. Scotland has a new hate crimes law.
And a lot of people don't like it. The measure is unusually vague and open-ended, establishing the crime of, quote, stirring up hatred, which carries a penalty of 7 years in jail. Critics say the measure will curtail free speech and civil liberties. Christians are especially concerned that LGBT activists will use the hate crime statute as a weapon to silence anyone who expresses what the Bible says about homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The huge gains made by the opposition in Turkey's local elections are raising the possibility that President Erdogan could step back from some of his most controversial policies, which would be good news for Christians. Experts who have been watching Turkey closely don't see Erdogan making any drastic changes in his conservative Islamist policies, but a toning down may be in the cards. Persecution of Christians in the country has been on the rise. This is SRN News. An outbreak of bird flu has hit more U.S. facilities.
Bird flu has been found in the flock of chickens at a Texas panhandle plant run by the nation's largest fresh egg producer, Cal-Maine Foods. The company says it had to destroy almost 2 million hens and young pullets at the Palmer County facility to mitigate the outbreak. Meanwhile, state officials in Michigan say a commercial poultry farm about 100 miles from Detroit was quarantined after lab tests confirmed the same infection. There's no known risk associated with eggs on the market, and the risk to humans is still considered low. The USDA has confirmed bird flu in dairy herds in Texas, Kansas, Michigan, and Idaho, and is testing herds from New Mexico. I'm Jennifer King.
The future of the Royals and Chiefs in Kansas City in question when residents of Jackson County, Missouri, voted against a sales tax to help pay for a new downtown ballpark and renovations to Arrowhead Stadium. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.